Know what the snow is like.
Yeah. I was right here in North Park. North Park University is right there, like a mile away.
Thank you.
Were you there when Michael Stern arrived from here? He became dean of the graduate school.
You know what's funny? Right before I left there, he came. And I want to see, was he
interesting?
Did he at one point head up the honors program a long time ago?
No.
Stern. I'm talking like late 80s, early 90s.
That was Alin Stearman.
Oh, was it? Okay.
She was...
It was a man. When I was an undergraduate student in the honors program. I just remember this professor, right? But I did see when he came. Yeah, it was right before I left.
Did we get everybody on board?
Yeah, can I have my pen back
here? Good afternoon. It's December 19th, 2018, and this is collective bargaining between the United Faculty of Florida at the University of Central Florida and the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees. I have, for everyone's review, a copy of the minutes from December 13th, 2018. Jennifer, are you doing okay IT-wise? Can you hear us and see us?
Yes, everything's good. Thanks,
good.
Mike.
Good. Charlie,
sir.
Do we have the capacity, and I don't know how we're doing this, do we have the capacity if someone puts something in writing on the table that Jennifer can get it electronically? Can we send her, for example, a copy of the minutes electronically?
If it's already in an electronic format, I can screen share it or we can email it to her.
All right, good.
We could always take a photo if we had to.
Yeah.
I can take a picture of it and
Yeah, if you could, if somebody could take responsibility for that as we go through the day,
sure, I'll be happy to.
Okay. And then Jen, I have the audio recording from Charlie.
Okay, great, thanks.
How the minutes look?
Good.
Yeah. Everyone good with the minutes?
Yeah, Jen, we don't have any. Everything looks okay from our side.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And Briannis, for your hard work on doing those minutes. We appreciate that. So one of the things that I would like to jump out and start with, if I may, is when we left our bargaining session on December 13th, 2018, your team articulated a counteroffer on wages on an Article 23, and we'd like to kind of go back and focus on that if we could. And we have a counter to your counter. I believe there were three issues raised in the counter. One was the amount of the non-recurring wage action that would be provided along with the 2% recurring wage increase. And then one was changing a promotion number, and one was, I think, creating a pool of money dedicated to certain positions in the unit that are auxiliary funded. I think that's right. Have I got that right, team?
Yeah, more or less.
All right. Well, if it's shipping another way, let me know. What is it?
I don't know that they specified that the equity pool applied just to auxiliary. I think it applied to everybody, but auxiliary was also included in that.
That's okay. Correct.
I got it.
Correct, Sherry. Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. All right. So what we're not able to do to agree to the increase on promotion or to the equity pool, but what we are able to agree to is the first piece that you countered with, which is a 2% recurring and a $2,250 non-recurring wage action. Do I have that right, team?
Yes.
Okay. So that's our counteroffer. We're compromising on that.
What was the amount again, Mike?
It was a 2% recurring.
Again, that's across the board?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a $2,250 non-recurring wage action. Because, you know, bonus is a bad word.
One-time pay.
You want to talk about that and let us leave, or what you want to do?
I can't hear Sherry at all.
Sorry. Do you want us to leave and you can talk about it, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, can we have a few minutes?
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're back on.
We're back on. Okay. Thank you very much for the time to discuss as a team. I need to be pretty honest with you about where we're at in terms of a holistic picture right now, because I'm in a difficult position here. Our team's in a difficult position here because this is, as a holistic picture right now, the vision of what UCF is offering our bargaining unit and our faculty is pretty bleak, right? So we're still talking about coming in under inflation. We don't have a great total compensation package. We have an unwillingness to address instructional workload. We are really far apart in terms of what we think leaves look like at a 21st century university in terms of what that should look like for attracting and retaining high quality instructors. And we don't have competitive raises within our own state, which is not competitive nationwide in terms of some of our rights. So it's tough, and I think you've seen we've tried to be really creative in our ways to approach the raise issue, because we know that this is sticky, and we're still speaking pretty different languages here. So our counter is still trying to work with some of that approach in terms of how we talk about the money and the numbers, because we're trying to look at the total cost for UCF. But what we really need to be talking about here is that we would be willing to take a lower one-time payment if we can continue to talk about the fact that the across the board needs to be much closer to what's equitable and part of a inflation-based raise, because that's what matters to long-term retention of faculty and long-term equity in terms of the differences we have across our members. So our counter right now would be a smaller one-time additional bonus, right? We obviously still always have to talk about the prorated raise because we're so late into the contract year. And we would be looking at a $2,500 across the board raise for the entire bargaining unit. And we continue to want to talk about, as we do not provide a significant increase in compensation, we need to start addressing workload issues specifically for instructional faculty. So that's where we're at on that. Do you need a clarification of what those numbers look like?
Well, it's difficult for me because we're talking in terms of percentages and you're talking in terms of raw dollars. So can you,
right.
I guess somebody on our team, you or somebody on our team, Chuck, give me an idea of what that percentage
I can, I have the numbers all up front, Sherry.
Okay.
2,500, I'm going based on the list that we received at the beginning of the year of the bargaining unit. So I had 1,660.
That's about right.
Members,
mm-hmm.
So I know that floats a little bit,
yeah.
But I've been basing everything off of the 1660 number. So if it were 2,500 for each faculty member, it's 4.15 million. So in terms of a pool, that's coming in under the 3% mark if the 1.4 million represents a percent. That was sort of like what we had agreed upon, right? That 1.4 million was a percent?
Roughly,
that,
yes.
That's approximately correct, yes.
Right.
So what's the percentage for us?
Well, 1.4 million and 1.4 million is 2.8 million recurring. So the difference is about 1.3 or 4 million recurring, right?
So it's mm-hmm. the difference would be 1.385.
Right. And I guess what we're told is that we're not going, we've pushed, Sherry's pushed, we've all pushed to really get a bottom line number. And the bottom line number that we're being told is that for recurring funds is 2%. So that's significantly above what I think there's any ability or...
Yeah, admittedly, we're requesting close to 3. That's correct.
Yeah, and we just don't have it. Can't do it. I mean, I sat in a meeting with the provost and the interim CFO on Monday, and we can't do it.
That's why.
We just can't. We can't not bring up our lowest paid faculty. We can't not have an argument for why the university refuses to address inflation rates if we don't have anything else to work with here, right? It's just, it's not a, I know you're presenting as a compromised position to our counter, but that's a tough sell for anyone, anywhere. And I'm not sure what we can do about that.
Well,
I mean, if I'm looking at some bottom line numbers for this year, and I know that we continue to have the conversation, we understand that, about recurring versus non-recurring and how that matters.
Yeah.
What I heard you come in with this morning was a yes to a 2% across the board, a yes to the 2250 one time for everybody. That would be a total this year of a little over $6.5 million.
Okay. Yeah.
What Jen has proposed in terms of the higher amount, we know it's higher for recurring, but with a lower one-time amount, then for this year, that becomes 5.6 million, almost a million less. You know, that could be put toward the future years. And I know that that includes a number that is coming at, you know, the 4.15 million recurring rather than 2.8. So I understand that it's a million higher in recurring, but also a million less overall for this year based on, you know, we're coming in under the total amount. I know that's, just wanted to frame it that way to see if there was any, you know, because that's another million that could be applied toward that recurring for next year.
I think in terms of what we put on the table, why we saw it having a lot of positive effects, is that it is 2% recurring, which is, obviously a 2% across the board increase provides more total dollars to people at the higher end of the wage scale than at the lower end of the wage scale. It's proportional, obviously, but, you know, so there's a lot of people, a lot of universities across the state that have agreed on packages to settle a contract that's all percentage. But by taking the non-recurring money and making it a flat fee for everybody, the actual you know, W-2 compensation for everybody then floats up, and so that helps people at the lower end. Not next year, the year after that, but for the year of bargaining, they're all going to realize 2% and then $2,250, which is a lot more to somebody at the bottom end than at the top end of our wage scale. So we thought we were kind of, we believe that we were kind of addressing equity issues and addressing people who are at any point of the wage scale.
And we do understand that really intimately, which is why we've been working with some just numbers instead of percentages as what we've been trying to do across the board, because that is an issue of equity and it is something we have to be concerned with from our perspective as an organization, with the goals of achieving the greatest amount of equity for a really large unit. And that's one of the reasons why we've been trying to work with things in that particular way.
Right.
And of course, for people moving forward, it is that the base salary that you have contributes to every other aspect of compensation at the university. So it is the thing that matters. And while a one-time bonus is nice and everybody appreciates any additional money that brings them to an equitable living situation, it's not, it doesn't have the kind of long-term impact that we have to be concerned about for our faculty and members. And that's why we're trying to shift some of that total. It's difficult for me. This is a little bit of a new approach in my experience to not be as concerned about total dollars in the way that we're trying to talk about it, as we are with actual percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it just, it feels like we're far apart, but on paper it doesn't appear that it's as far apart as it is when we're looking at total dollars. So I guess that's a challenge for us.
Yeah, and I understand that. What I also understand is that when we left our last session, we left with and took back for authorization, and this is something we all, I think, would agree would be very advantageous to try to get into effect this today, so we could get it out as quickly as possible, and that we can, and so we're willing to do an MOU and push this out, even though, I mean, typically what we do is we wait and not agree on wages until we've reached agreement on everything else, and we're willing to forego that posture and give up on that so that we can move money off the table and out. But we went back last time, and we took back with us, and tell me if I'm mistaken, Sherry, Chuck, mm-hmm. Ronnie, but I thought we went back last time with 2% across the board, and then $2,250 non-recurring to everyone as the package, with two additional issues raised. One was a promotional piece that might affect 50 people. One was a equity pool piece, which might affect 40 people. But there's a lot of action that goes on, particularly with that equity piece and who gets it and whether there's going to be people getting sort of inequitable increases compared to how we spend our money elsewhere. So we can't do those last two issues. But we're basically coming in saying we'll agree with the 2% and the $2,250 non-recurring. So I think
can
we're...
Can you clarify for me what you mean by some people would be getting an inequitable increase?
Some people would get maybe...
We looked at equity increases potentially, and particularly as it would impact some of the special groups that you had highlighted. And there would be at least one raise, it would be $20,000. And yeah. I think there was another one that was by close to that. Yeah.
So So that takes a lot of, that's going to take a lot of more thought and study, and maybe those are just individual cases that can be addressed through consideration or application for an ADI, whether they get that or not. But what we're trying to do is fund what is going to impact every single person in the 1,660 member unit. In so we took every piece that you said that was across the board, and we were able to get that funded. So that's kind of our approach. That's why we think what we came in today is something that we should work on and accept.
Well, I but that proposal came with that package of the equity of the 1%. You know, so I mean, if we're giving that stuff up, right, where's the other part coming from? Can I ask, it's a very different question for
sure,
a second.
Sure.
If I'm just wondering where we're about principally about the distribution of. So if the agreement was 2% across the board, is your side agreeable to 2% distributed evenly across the board?
What do you mean?
It's an equal amount. So whatever that 2% of the pool is, you know, you take that, divide it 1660, and everybody gets the same amount.
So instead of having the 2%, what you would say is you take the equivalent amount of what would cost us to fund the 2% across the board, then and divide that by 1,660.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to caucus on that.
We can talk about that.
Do you want to answer that question, Scott?
Just knowing that you're open to talking about it, I think answers the question for now.
All right.
We're trying to think about all of the possibilities to try and, like I said, be creative.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we're even looking at, you know, X number amounts for this year, and how can we come under in that and try and work in order to try and lift it up in another area. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that can matter to us. You know, because like you're saying, 2% for someone making six times more than someone else is six times more raise than somebody else.
If that's important, I can probably get you an answer in about 10 minutes.
I don't know if that's the deal breaker right now. I think to give it back to Jen and the conversation about, like, where we're at with that understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, that, yeah, we had shared something at the last meeting, but it included some other things. Mm-hmm. And so I think now we're still having that discussion then. About, okay, well, what, since you're coming back at us saying yes to these two parts but no to these two parts, what is and I think Jen's trying to talk with us about what our next counter looks like then.
Okay.
Which is kind of where we're at, right? Seems like we're stuck a little bit with that.
Well, I think the key piece here that I want to keep reiterating is that the overall action of the university in terms of how they value the members of the unit, not with certificates and not with emails, but with the compensation that's provided to every member of our unit, what does that look like holistically? And right now what's on the table is not a good look for the university and pretty unacceptable in terms of selling that to our membership. So I'm trying to find spaces where we can find ways to say the overall compensation is decent. The overall compensation is 20th century. If we can't quite bring it to a place that looks contemporary and high value, so I don't know where those other spaces are, because based on what was presented in 17 and some of the other places where we're far apart, this article can't really be considered in isolation. The rest of the contract,
right? And I think that, because the parties in these negotiations, and I'm not going to say to one side or the other to any extent or percentage, but because the parties to these negotiations have raised, legitimately within their rights, a lot of important new issues, expansion of benefits, changes in contract language that are significant and material, that we're into protracted negotiations. And we've done pretty well in kind of clearing some of the space over the last couple of sessions and knocking out 10 or 12 of these articles. There's still some, but like you mentioned, 17. Jennifer, there's still some important issues that need to be hashed out in those articles. I don't think we're going to be able to do that today. I don't think you think we can do it today. I don't think anybody thinks we can do it unless someone wants to have a breakthrough and say, let's, you know, drop all these issues for now. But so what our initiative is to take money that's sitting at the table and moving it out to 1,660 people. Now, what we really are doing, and I understand, I guess I understand your point, but I'm going to go back to something. I'm going to repeat myself, and I'm going to apologize in advance for repeating myself. But last time, with regard to what would hit the 1,660 people in the bargaining unit, the offer was a 2% recurring across the board and a $2,250 non-recurring wage offer. So we obviously, hearing that, think we all are in agreement that it might not be, you know, your best day. It may not be what you really, really want, but it's something that you feel like by putting it on the table, you can take it back to the bargaining unit, and it is optically acceptable. Now, the only other thing that we were not a part on was a 1% promotion increase for about 50 people and an equity pool that might hit about 40 people. And we really have done a lot about equity over the last couple of negotiating sessions because we've had equity pools in the last several go-arounds and have caught up most people and addressed most issues. So we're good with that. And if there's egregious issues out there, they still have ADI and the opportunity to be addressed through ADI. So I think let me say this. When you come in and say, how about $2,500 across the board for everybody, we're actually moving away from each other. You're now taking a step back because that's more recurring money and administered in a way that we didn't hear last time. So, again, I guess our point is that we would like today to be able to give the money that is available and on the table and was acceptable to the 1,660 people through some kind of device today that's not going to require you to give up your positions on some of those other important items like 17. We're not asking for that.
I hear you, and I appreciate that perspective. I think, again, you know, this is the part of the problem is that we always do look at these articles in isolation, and they're inherently connected to other things. And I think you are correct. Those are the numbers that we brought last time with other things that are important in terms of compensation. And what I'm hearing is that the equity issue, we're coming down to being far apart because there's one individual, and I'm not sure I understand how much the $20,000 is. I'd really be interested to know how much they're making now, because it must be an egregiously low number, I would imagine. But aside from the equity, I'm curious what the resistance is to moving our promotion percentages to be more on par with the rest of the state system and what the major resistance was there. And I understand that promotion increases are long-term and recurring. So outside of the fact of that, what is the major resistance there?
That they're long-term, that they are long-term and recurring. I think we have hired a lot of faculty in the last couple of years, and we're going to have a bump in people going into those categories. And right now, we do not have the money to do it, and we don't know that we're going to in the next year or so because of the situation in the state and UCF right now.
But didn't we just go through the second worst recession in the history of the country?
In 2000.
2009?
Yeah. Okay. And so over the last 10 years, the average increase in the EMG funds, not overall budget, just EMG funds, for UCF has been 5%. There's no absence of money. There's no uncertainty about the future. It's how you choose to spend the money. And you've shown that repeatedly this year. Okay? So when the Trevor Colburn Hall debacle happened, all of a sudden, upwards of $40 million was discovered from accounts to make that right.
One-time money.
And put back into ENG.
But it was put back into ENG, which is where it came out of. All right? And then when the legislature started getting down on universities for carrying over so much money, a bunch of that money all of a sudden got spent. So the money is there. It's how you guys choose to allocate the money. And this faculty, especially, has done extraordinary. We have the highest ratio of students to faculty of anybody in the country. And yet we're still way high up on the list in terms of output, patents, grants, any way you want to look at it. So if you paid our faculty what they're worth in terms of productivity based on the other universities in the state, you'd be almost doubling the salaries. Because we're teaching way more people than anybody else. It's not even close. And it's gotten worse over the past few years. So before, UCF and USF were right together. But now because the teaching loads at UCF have gone up and everybody else in the state has gone down, our productivity is way, way high.
Well, there's a lot about to what you said just now, John, that we could debate for hours
it's
and days
debates,
and
it's
weeks.
Facts.
Well, there's
that 5% increase is a fact.
Well,
go back and look at the budget.
Yeah, no, there's a lot there that we could debate and dispute and spend a lot of time on. But what I think what we have offered and what we're willing to do is to get what we have authorized available on the table out to the employees in the bargaining unit. And we're not asking you to give up your position today on all the other items in the collective bargaining agreement, including some that are economic. We just have the best position of a wage increase that we've been authorized to provide since we started these negotiations, and we're willing to put them out to the faculty today.
Can we take the caucus?
Yeah.
Sure.
And maybe during the caucus if you can get the answer on that.
Yeah.
The even distribution, if that's really an issue or not.
Hey, Scott, for team.
Probably the amount of time it takes to drive to Tampa, right?
It's probably more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to get to
the short of flight, you're starting to look at the waiting around an airport's time as being.
Yeah. And Tampa to here.
That's going to be.
You're
tricky.
Still in the car for a while.
Yeah, 70 miles. So.
Isn't there going to be a train sooner or later?
Possibly.
Later.
We just wanted to say three of us have to leave at 2:15. We don't want it to look like we're upset and leaving en masse. So we're all sitting in the same
so you're announcing
area,
you're upset now
so you're
in a friendly way.
Doesn't mean not
upset.
Yeah.
No matter leaving.
Ronnie, are your sleeves part of that blouse or
yeah,
from underneath?
It's pretty.
I love
yeah.
the stitching and the colors in the stitching, too.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really cool, too, although a colleague of mine said he looked like Bewitched.
That's always a compliment.
That's always good.
That's a good thing.
What are you saying about me? She meant Andorra, though, right?
That's very
Andorra.
Hipster.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I always thought Andorra had the best makeup ever.
She did. Oh my gosh, she was awesome.
I cannot remember.
That like green, like just like
mm-hmm.
across and
oh.
the red bright.
Would she periodically
head.
Come in?
Yeah, she's
yeah,
the mother.
Yeah.
She was
the mother
in
law.
Oh, and she had the best spells.
Right, always wreak yeah. havoc on something.
Yeah, it was awesome.
She should do something to Darren every time.
Yes.
Yeah,
she put a spell on him to make him fool. Anyway.
All right, are we back on?
Yeah.
We're on. Oh.
We could be on. We're just waiting for her. Agnes Moorhead.
Yes, that was her.
Well done.
She always played an evil person.
She was so good at it.
She was good at it.
She was one of the tops with the radio acting.
That's right.
All the radio shows. And
yeah.
yeah. She just did some of the spooky ones. She was one of the best.
Yeah.
I had her voice for the first time. It was one of my screensavers.
All right.
Yeah, when she did a spell.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be. That would have been right about the time frame.
Jeff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Okay.
It was Jeff Boyd.
Hmm?
It was Jeff Boyd.
Jeff.
Okay, are we all back and on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Just, I was going to say, it feels like you're really making me earn my paycheck here today. But then I remembered, this is literally not paid for me. I don't know what I'm working with today, but we are working really hard here, and I think that... I think we've tried to show that we're really trying to make some cooperative moves here, and I just feel like we're far apart on this, but I'm hoping we can get a little bit closer because we have so many things to get through. And so I think we can start having a conversation about working with the 2% across the board, even though it's an incredibly difficult position for us to take, and fundamentally, philosophically, it's really an unacceptable move to have no long-term change in our recurring things, but we know that that is where we continue to be far apart. So with the 2% across the board, then we would be looking at the one-time payment. So we've been talking about a 2250 now, but we need to start recognizing that with the gap in where the raise would be coming, based on a generous interpretation of our current timeline, we still have about $800 missing in there. So adding that so that the one-time payment equals $3,050, and then my team can kind of correct me if I don't state this exactly correctly, but with that on the table, then start looking at where are the places that we can TA today and make agreements to very quickly reopen some articles that matter a lot to us to try to move forward some other things. Am I missing anything there, Scott?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. People are nodding heads.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. For our purposes, could you go over that again? Did I hear you say that it's 2% across 2% across the board and
3,050 for the one-time payment to account for the gap in the raise plus a one-time bonus of 2250.
What's the gap in the raise?
From August until whenever it's implemented.
We're separating the 2250 from...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that means what you have on the table now is going to cost us more than what you offered last time.
I don't know if it's more or less... when we add up the 1% for promotions and the equity.
The 1% promotions is going to be 800 times 1,660 people. There's about 50 people being promoted.
This year.
This year. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about cost this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying this year's cost is, for the what you just articulated, is more than what you offered last time. I mean,
because there's no substantial change in the long-term recurring.
But the long-term recurring, except for the promotion and the equity, was 2% last time. So except for those two small pockets of individuals, for the 1,660 people in the unit, the recurring that you put on the table is the same as the recurring we're saying now. We just are... You just increased what you proposed as non-recurring by $800 per person times 1,660, which is going to, I'm without doing the math, that's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm. One time.
Just one time. Just one time.
It's going to cost one time more money.
Okay, well, based on the interactions we've had in response to the proposals that we put on the table to date, I think when we were looking at what the typical the bargaining unit members, the not those that are in that one classification of promotion, but not those people who might get impacted by the equity adjustment, which would be, we think, maybe 40 people.
Sorry, Mike, could you talk to the ladder? I can see that Jen's having trouble.
Okay, sure. I mean, I don't see... when we went back and we sold 2% and $2,250, because that was what we were told, and that's what we were able to bring back this time. I don't see how it will be there'll be any success in going back and saying, no, let's. We went in to accept that, and they increased it by $800.
But what you're doing is severing out the promotion and equity, which is part of our offer.
No, we're just rejecting that part of it. We're compromising.
But now you're comparing, basically, the offer that we made with your part excised, and that's not a fair comparison.
Well, it is. It is saying, but for the promotion and equity, we would have a deal. So, it also sort of suggests
and we gave that to you on the, and it's been on the table, right?
Right.
What we told you. We would not have pulled that deal, Mike. We've never done that. When we put an offer on the table, you've accepted it. We've never once. At least in my time on this bargaining team, retracted.
No, I agree. I agree. It's the 50 people on promotion and the 40 people on the.
It's closer to 100 people because there's 700 people who have assistant in their title or instructor or lecturer who would be eligible for those promotions. So if you, across the years, you know, if you just assume that they're more or less evenly distributed, and we know they're not, right? Because we have this pulse. It's going to be closer to 120 people.
Well, we're looking at about 90, so, you know, that's not going to be materially significant one way or the other. But I certainly am not saying you're obligated, but then again, I don't also believe that when the 2% across the board for everyone, and the $1,250 across the board for everybody, and then the 1% promotion increase and the equity pool. I did not hear articulated when that was articulated to us that was drop dead, and that if there were any change in any of those or failure to pick up any one of those components, there would be no deal, period. And then we would open ourselves up to actually you would open up a deal to make your position more expensive and less likely to be resolved. That's kind of my reaction to it. Do you want to have a caucus for a minute? Team?
I do want to clarify that, in all fairness to us, we have made several other offers that are less expensive than that overall, right? And in all of the iterations that we've tried to move around in this, those have all been unacceptable. And while we may not have implied that was top deck in terms of, and you're right, we are under no obligation to give you that information, that was a package and it was important, and you came back with denying two parts of those package. So I'm looking for a space where we can still have a reasonable package if those things are completely off the table. So I think that framing might be a little unfair to imply that we've never tried to come in below what we think the total is, but we keep going back and forth about whether or not that total is important to you, right? And what I heard from your team is that total is less important than the total that is recurring long-term impact for the university and also for our bargaining unit.
That's really the
thinking there.
Well, let me make this clear. I am not saying, and I've never said, that you can't change your mind. Well, you can come to the table and change your mind and shuffle your position. I'm not saying that. You can do that. I'm not even, you know, but I'm just saying I think we all, this is how we understand how the wage negotiations have transpired over the last two sessions. That's all.
Mike, sir, can I just clarify what I think
sure.
you just said?
Sure.
Are you implying that you would prefer the previous deal with the 1% promotion and the equity rather than this?
I'm sorry.
And you're worried we've taken that off the table?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
Were you just saying you prefer the previous offer and you might want to go back to that and you think we might have taken that off the table?
No.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Okay. A little bit.
Sorry.
I don't miss this.
No. Yeah, I was in New York City
plus
for 9 years in grad school, and Chicago
yeah.
for a decade, and I was like, you know, that's good.
And you'll see me the
all
the
snow you need to see, right?
That's it. I'm
yeah,
good. I'm old enough where I'm like, you know, you start to feel stuff.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here.
Oh, really? Okay.
I graduated from here. I was an undergraduate. Okay. Back in the day.
Yeah, New York and Chicago would have been tough.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I was young in Chicago. I was born in Chicago, so my family's from there, but... I was 7, we moved here, so I grew up here.
Well, we checked and about the last counter proposal, which was 2% across the board and $3,050. And we are not able to do that. So we are... I'm not able to accept that. So we're at the 2%, $2,250 that we articulated earlier. And I have a memorandum of understanding that we brought with us today in case we did reach an agreement. I don't know if that language of the will be helpful for you to see. I'm glad to give that to you just so you have it to see what our thoughts were. I don't know if this has any... I'll hold to if you get over there. I don't know. Of course, certainly the language of the memorandum of understanding was subject to negotiations. And your if the language wasn't satisfactory, if we misstated something, but. It was codified to. I took water. I'm choking on water right now. Is actually what's happening, so that's okay. Was the 2% across the board recurring and the $2,250 per unit member? So
yeah, you can take this one.
Anyway, I don't know if there's any thing that you want to discuss further on it, on wages.
Was someone getting Jen a copy of this?
Yeah, I just signed it for her.
Oh, okay. She's looking it over.
Might have to zoom in.
No, I'm really, you know, I'm not kidding. It was it's water.
I took a drink in the hallway.
I took a drink out of the hallway.
Water.
I know. That's rough. Oh.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be okay, yeah. But I wouldn't necessarily.
John could do a study on the water that's coming out of the.
This is a newer building.
We're
milking.
Unlike Milliken.
The biological life of the water fountain.
They redid about a decade
water.
Ago. They gutted it. Because
they gutted
took,
it and they take out the plumbing?
The ecosystem.
They took it down because there was asbestos in this building. And they actually abated it.
That has nothing to do with plumbing.
Right, but that means that they had access to the area, so hopefully...
I'd be more worried about how the fountain itself is treated than the plumbing inside.
Have to go.
Asbestos in the school.
I guess my frame of reference is biology, which is in Milliken Hall, which our biology is building 20. What number is Milliken?
One.
Is it number one?
Yeah.
No,
library
it's
two.
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 Well,
it's
the
number
library
is Hall number one, but the library is the first building.
Yep. It was everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Compared to those two.
Yeah, Milliken is.
No, actually, this was redone in 2003 because I was in the module. I had class in the modules while this, while they, over where that big parking garage is now, the Lieber garage, they had a modular city out there for all the faculty offices before the teaching academy opened in 2004.
Yeah.
So I was an undergrad here.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's
right in my first day.
Yep. I used to teach in a class in a portable over by the engineering building.
Yeah, many portables at that time.
They had a.
Yeah, we used to have one outside our building too.
It leaked when it rained. And
how many buildings are there now? 80, 90?
More than that. The numbering goes into the one.
There's one building we have something to do with that's 154.
Wow.
And it's not brand new.
Almost 100.
Probably. Well, because they don't go back and reassign. They just keep going.
Yeah.
They don't say, okay, well, with like Colburn, number 8's demolished, so assign somebody else the 8. Well, they were working on it today.
Yeah.
It's about 3/4 down. I stay away because I don't know if they abated it or not before.
Yeah.
So who knows what kind of particles are
pulling down the walls and spraying water, hopefully in the air to stop it from getting out of the breeze.
Just recently, I was walking across it to something, maybe in teaching academy, I guess, and they were smashing it. You could see the dust clouds going up.
Yeah.
And we were like,
Okay.
Smallest campus in the system. That's the trivia question of the day.
Are you ready?
Smallest square footage.
New college.
Well, I'm not counting the college.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Florida, smallest amount of property. System.
Even being the land grant? Isn't it the land grant?
No, it was the
women's school.
It was the North Florida Seminary for Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a women's institution.
Until about, not.
Until the 30s or something.
My wife's aunt.
Even after that.
Or the 50s.
My wife's aunt went to
Bobby
FSU
got there in the
70s.
So.
My husband's aunt was at the
I guess maybe UF is the land grant school.
Yeah,
UF is the land grant.
Anyway.
So I was going to say, I agree with Macy.
Okay, yeah.
The book is taken.
Good question.
Okay. Can you read everything?
I was able to read everything, and I don't know if I just missed a question or.
Mindless banner.
Okay. All right, so I have reviewed the Memorandum of Understanding, and we're unable to agree to that today, so it looks like we are kind of at a deadlock with salaries. So I guess my suggestion would be that we table that and see if there's anything else we can make movement on today with the time we have allotted.
Well, you know what? This is my thought on it is. You know, that this was from our perspective. We thought we could get 23 and 3 off the table. We agreed to an extended session last week on the 13th because we wanted to make sure that we got to salaries. We agreed to this session today because we thought that with the offer, the movement on our side, the movement on your side, that we were going to be able to resolve wages today in 3 maybe. We're sort of disappointed it didn't happen, but given all that, I don't think it's a good idea to take anything else up at 2:41 on this date. The day, I guess, before everything closes. I think it's better if we look at anything else fresh when we get together later on, and then I think what we should do is wish everybody a happy holiday.
Can you clarify something for me before you close everything up then?
Sure.
When you say we're not able to do that.
What do you mean we're not able to do that?
That was your exact lines. We are not able to do that.
To resolve the salaries.
So what's the limitation?
We're not able to do because we can't reach agreement.
The provost and the president makes a whole bunch of talk about how we want UCF to achieve preeminence. And when we're trying to hire and retain quality faculty, you won't help us do that. So why is it that we're not able to do that? And how does that fit with the university's stated goals?
Well, you know, a couple things. One is your your chief negotiator, who is the chief negotiator and spokesman for your team, and I were in a discourse, and she said, we can't agree to this today. So that ended negotiations on 23. So I understand your perspective, but I'm not negotiating in circles with all sorts of people at the table. That's not how this process works. Everything that you said, I think we've addressed repeatedly from the side of the table. So I don't think we need to hash that over again. But and that's one of the reasons why I don't think we should do anything more today, because I think maybe some people are frustrated.
Didn't we send an article to you by email? So we have to
We did. We sent you nine. So I think if I understand correctly, we still need to give you that and put it on the table officially.
Please,
go ahead and
please,
put it on the
table please.
Yes.
I apologize. There are some track changes that are not reflected in the printed version that are reflected in the electronic copy.
There was a
glitch in printing.
Okay.
So can I just print out the one that Jen sent?
Yes,
to use
please.
For the record?
Just for the record, yes.
Record.
Yes.
Send that to me.
Sent to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there were some changes throughout the document that are not reflected in red. There are only some. So that's a printing error on me.
All right. Well, we thank you for that.
And then we also received Article 17 by email. So do we need to, are you removing that from the table, or did you want to make that part of the official record?
We can put it on the table. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I have no problem with giving you 17. Do you have our version of latest version of 17 in printed out, Charlie?
Yes.
I just want to make sure it's the right one. So
yes.
Can you?
Does it say 1219 at the top?
Let's see. It says, doesn't it say 1127?
It does.
It says 1127.
Okay. Sorry. I just want to look
for that header is incorrect, but everything else is the same. Is that
that's
what you said, Julia?
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Mr. Matter. Yes.
No, that's okay.
I didn't change the date at the top, Jen.
Oh, okay. We can just.
But I will change it for the official record, so.
All right, yeah, please.
There you go. Just can you all scratch it out on your copy?
Yeah,
please?
Article 17. Here's two.
Printing gaps in this.
Yes. Well, everybody's tired and ready to be out of here, I know.
Not me.
No.
We blocked the whole day off.
No. I did not
mean
to set the ready to be out of the
right.
Well, yeah, because.
I know. I missed my niece's Christmas performance. But
not.
I made a scheduling mistake, and now I realize I couldn't meet it if I had adjusted. I did not anticipate this.
All right, well, thank you all.
Just to one thing, because last week we'd also said that we would status quo TA 1 and 4.
And we can do that, but we just don't have it with us, and so. We'll send you 1 and 4, and you can look at it. And
we'll,
if it's okay,
agree to.
You can.
Yeah, maybe we can look at that through email. And we had also presented 12 and 13, so you still have that from last time as well. And I think that's where we're at. Is there anything else I'm missing? So we've presented 12, 13, 18. And you sent us 17.
I think we responded on 18 that we, our proposal is we either, if we want to, we could live with status quo, but if you still want to go with the changes that you made,
you have to talk louder so she can.
I said we could.
Yeah, live I'm
with,
sorry for some reason.
I'm sorry. No, it's me. I don't talk
Sherry.
Very loud. I said on 18. I think I said last week we could go with status. We could agree to status quo, but if you want to not agree to status quo, then at the end of then when we reconvene, you're going to need to bring whoever CP is and have our intellectual property attorney also here, and we'll talk about the changes that you want to make.
Okay.
Because we don't agree with them.
All right.
That's everything.
Well,
thanks, everyone,
thanks,
for coming
thanks.
In.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you to everybody for making
thank
this
you.
Exceptional effort to you know,
thank you, sir.
See how close we can get. So.
Yeah, we'll continue to work on it.
Yep.
Well, you can send us some dates that work for your trip team. And we'll
okay. Yeah, Jen is the...
Yeah, we're going to have to look at the calendar really carefully
yeah, sure.
because I, of course, have field work already scheduled for my sabbatical. So, and I'm also still chairing the VP search for equity, inclusion, and diversity, and we have 2 weeks of a compressed interview schedule in January. So
yeah,
my schedule, specifically in January, is challenging, but I will make every effort to make something work as quickly as possible.
Okay. January is going to be tough.
All right, thanks.
Think,
thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Have a really good weekend.
Yep. Thank you.
Have a nice holiday.
Enjoy the break, y'all.
And y'all.